Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, our weekly spin-off podcast. Dad, I'm really, really excited about today's show. Not because the stories we're talking about are particularly light and frothy, but I'm just happy to hang out. How are you doing this morning?
I am pretty good.
Why just pretty good? What's wrong?
Oh, my arm, my left arm. It's not great.
Wait, what do you, what? What's happened?
Well, I don't know, but I was supposed to have some things done on it today. But right. They cancelled.
No, like bionic augmentation. We're talking a pretty grim. Wait, hang on. How bad is this problem?
Well, when it's sore, if I bend it, extend it,
yeah.
It's getting close to maximum pain.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Like, I don't like to use the word 10.
Yeah,
but it's definitely pretty bad.
You know what's interesting, Dad? So I know a few people have gone to hospital and they've had various problems. And the nurse on duty will ask them what their pain level is.
Mm.
And it's really interesting watching people gauge how to respond to that question. Do I give them an honest answer? What if it gets worse later and I have to, you know, pull that ripcord of it's terrible? But what I've discovered is you need to just tell them it's really bad. If it's bad, it's bad. So I guess what I'm saying is I support your 10. If that's how it feels, well, that's how it feels.
Okay, look. When you're with paramedics and they're going to let you suck on their lollipop, it's a special device they stick in your mouth.
Fucking children.
Paul,
yeah.
I'm not sure what it's called, but all the paramedics and people in the medical fraternity, I believe you me, I've sucked on quite a few of those in my life. There was once that occasion when I was swimming from the Sydney Harbour Bridge to Manly.
Yes.
Normally, sane people catch the ferry.
Yeah.
I used to swim it. Used to take me... Well, I did it under 4 hours, which is not too bad.
The ferry does it in, what, a cheeky half?
40 minutes. 30 yeah. minutes. Yeah, 35. Okay. So the story there was that we were dumped, not unceremoniously dumped... taken out by a small vessel. Mm-hmm. It was dark. There were maybe 40 of us. We were doing it for men's health. And each person had to have a paddler. And Christine sort of got me there really early with the paddler. The paddler had stayed at our house that night when we lived in Manly. They took us out into the middle of Sydney Harbour, directly underneath the Harbour Ridge. So you'd look up and you could see this. I mean, it was dark, but then you were aware of this incredibly sort of ominous dark sort of shape above you. You knew it was the Harbour Bridge, and then we all just jumped into the harbour, and we were treading water. It's a really, really fucking dangerous place. It's shark wise. It's as we've reported, the bull sharks. I mean, I can't believe I did it.
I can't believe you did it. I mean, now
I just can't. I was just obsessed with swimming, and it seemed... I mean, it was exciting, and you and the listeners know that I do chase adrenaline, and, you know, it was not without risk. As I said, each person had a paddler. It was a very quiet time. It was a Sunday morning, and you're treading water, and they say go, and you just... And it's eerie. You can't see anything. You look down into the abyss. You know there are sharks in there. I guess it's sort of a numbers game where how I used to deal with the shark problem was I would always think, well, look, it's on the balance of probabilities. There are 40 other people swimming with me. It's unlikely that there's going to be a shark attack. But
hang on, were you playing a numbers game?
Like a numbers game.
That's fucking ruthless.
Hmm. I was playing the numbers game, so I was thinking it's unlikely there's going to be a shark attack, but it's definitely possible based on the history of shark attacks in Sydney Harbour, which if you go back through the records, there have actually been a lot of shark attacks.
Yeah.
But then you've got the shark coming into this group and it's going to pick one person.
Mm-hmm.
I guess from a lottery perspective, if it was a 1 in 40 chance of winning, they're good odds because there are technically so few people. But of course, what would happen, I imagine, is that the shark would come in, it would tear your guts out, there'd be intestines and crap everywhere, and then that could create a frenzy. Then you'd have more and more bull sharks coming in and then we'd all get eaten up. It would be a shitty way to go.
You're a sunny fellow.
But Paul, here, this is what I'm going to talk about, that little thing that I stuck in my mouth and why I did that. The second time I did that swim,
yeah.
We all, hopefully everyone listening knows what a blue bottle is. And a lot of people have been stung by blue bottles, and it is actually regarded as one of the most painful things that can happen.
I had two at once on my right leg at Shelley Beach, and the first thing I did when I left the water,
screamed.
Well, yes, but that's not the thing I'm talking about.
I can guess. You weed on it.
Pissed on myself.
Yeah. I think that's a bit of an old wives' tale.
It didn't help the pain, and I was covered in wee-wee.
Okay.
And
well, Paul, very bad. Paul and listeners, I know that I'm predisposed to hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's okay.
And that's okay. That's part of who I am.
No judgment.
But listeners,
mm-hmm.
when I was near 3 hours into the swim.
Yeah.
We were swimming through the Heads, and those of you that have caught the ferry or know Sydney know that to get out of the harbour, you swim... Oh, God, there's a Freudian slip. If you're on a boat, like a cruise liner, you will sail out through the Heads. And then the captain of the vessel has a few choices. He can go left up towards Queensland. He can go straight ahead out into the... into wherever, or he can turn right. And if he goes right or sort of veers right and heads sort of south-ish, he can head to New Zealand. So there are lots of alternatives. But we were swimming, and we have the famous nor'easters. And what the nor'easter does in summer in Sydney is that it brings the blue bottles in. Paul, I swam into... a school, I don't know whether you call them a school, but a group of blue bottles, and I'm talking, there were thousands of them. My body was wrapped in blue bottles. The pain was appalling. They dragged me on board the boat. I was so upset. Even though I was in the ultimate agony, I still wanted, I was disappointed that I wasn't going to finish this, this competition, this race. They'd radioed ahead, and it wasn't just me. There were quite a few people. There were so many intensive care ambulances lined up at Manly Wharf. There were rows of them. I was put in the back of one of the ambulances, and I was rat shit. And that's when I got to suck on the whistle. And I have the most... because I've been bitten quite a few times over the years, obviously, because I've done so much ocean swimming.
Yeah.
And I think it might be like a bee sting or a snake bite where if it gets to a point.
Oh, you reach a sort of... yeah,
you can't take anymore.
Tegan is now allergic to bees because she got stung by so many bees.
Oh.
She reached peak bee and now she can't have any more bees. So if she gets stung by bees, she's in deep shit, whereas the first few times it was just... apparently she just kept stepping on them as a kid, like a lot.
Yeah, that happens occasionally.
You're the same with blue bottles.
Oh, I tell you what. And when I went to hospital, and I was in the back of the ambulance, I was in a bad way. What happens to me is that my body, I start to sweat.
Ah.
I'm literally oozing fluid. From every vessel and the whole body. It's so bad And I guess we're talking about pain. And that's how I can say that that was a 10.
Right.
And my elbow, I'm giving it probably an 8 to get things into perspective.
Ah, so the reminiscing on the Blue Bottle experience has made you reassess somewhat.
Yes, and while I was sitting in a chair under the shower, that's how they treated me. They put me into sort of a... And I think I had no clothes on.
Ooh!
And then this male nurse came in.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to play with my freckle. After, he wanted to dry me with a tiny towel.
That's not... What?
Yeah, it's true. Oh, dear.
Wait, what? Why? What?
Well, I was wet.
Yeah, that's not playing with your freckle.
I know, but he had to towel my bottom.
You could have done it, Dad.
I know I could have, but...
Wait, so were you pretending to be more injured than you were? So that they gave you a chair to sit on, and B, they toweled you off, and then you realized, actually, you'd sort of gone a tad too far.
Is that the chair had a hole in it. Right. It was like a bidet.
Right.
Is that the word? Yeah, like a bidet, but with no... It just had you just sit on it. I mean, they use them. For people that can't move, they sit them in these things, and then they push them over the toilet. So you're actually...
Isn't this like how James Bond was tortured by Le Chiffre in Casino Royale? They put him on a chair. They cut the bottom out of a wicker chair and they like whacked his nuts. Listeners, this is not what we were going to be talking about.
No, but
about
that actually
today.
Reminds me of when you said that the vision I had. If they strung you up high, you know those boxes do that amazing thing with one thing that hangs down and they bounce it and it gets that incredible momentum going.
You mean a Oh, the little kind of boxing bag thing that looks like a testicle and just fup it up, fup it up, fup it up.
Correct.
Yeah,
well, imagine if they did that to your gonads.
Well, you'd need some pretty robust...
What you'd need is someone with really, really tiny hands.
Sake, we need to stop this horse shit. Listen.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I was actually, Dad, I was going to talk to you about something far more serious, and we've just headed off in an arbitrary direction. But what I wanted to say was, one of your theories about Samantha Murphy, Dad, was that there are a lot of mine shafts around Ballarat. Yeah? Because Ballarat was a gold mining town, right?
Yeah, big time.
This is from very late last night. This is from The Guardian. Man freed, another trapped under rocks after collapse at Ballarat gold mine in Victoria. 25 more workers have been brought to the surface after being stranded in an underground safety pod after the rock fall at the mine in Indicator Lane in Mount Clear. Now, I did some digging, and there's not a pun, by the way. It really isn't. But emergency services have arrived. 25 miners are being, worked to the surface. This is about 3K underground.
Thank God, Paul, for the emergency pods.
Yeah. So do you know what these look like? I don't actually know what these are.
I don't. Right. No, but that'd be a very, very robust construction. They would also have, I imagine, they'd have a lot of food, water, medication,
So my assumption is that what happens is you hear a rumbling, everyone goes shit to the pod. You run to the pod. It's probably some sort of reinforced shipping container type thing with a generator, with supplies, whatnot, and oxygen supply. And then you wait there until rescue services get there. Mm-hmm. But it says here, the Victorian Country Fire Authority and Victoria Police responded to a call at 4:50 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon with reports that a mine on Indicator Lane in Mount Clear, Ballarat had collapsed, trapping two people underground. Now, my first thought, before I heard about the 25 people and the pod, was that people were looking for the body and the collapse happened because we had some amateur sleuths on our hands. Now, that is a... I don't think that's an unreasonable assumption, but the second I started reading the story, it became apparent that this was these were actual miners doing some mining. But there have also been pieces recently about mining enthusiasts and yes. historians have been getting maps of all the mines in the area.
Mm, yep.
Because that's an entirely possible place Agree. For the body to be.
Agree. So, Paul, I would like to tip my hat
yes.
to the mayor mm-hmm. of the town. Because prior to Samantha, this happening,
yeah.
Things are very polarized in a town, a country town, and a lot of people know each other. You've clearly got one of the types of glue that is used in country towns, without a doubt, is sport. And there is a very sad twist to this story,
mm-hmm.
and it has AFL connections.
Yeah,
and it's an interesting listening to the mayor talk. He said, "What we've got in this town now, we have got two grieving families, and the situation it's still cloaked in secrecy."
Yeah.
One of the interesting small facts about this particular story is that the young gentleman that has been charged with Samantha's murder, he's in custody. The next court appearance
yeah.
is not for about 5 months, which I find interesting.
Is that normal?
Well, it's... I don't understand, but I do know that one of the pillars of our legal system
mm-hmm.
Is speedy justice. And that the word speedy, it's not ringing any bells in this particular case. It seems like a long time. I don't know whether that's for the police, where they think, look, it's going to take a long time to put together the brief. I'm slightly puzzled about that time factor. I know that his family last Thursday left the family home indefinitely because they just can't be in that town. It's so terrible. And he was the father, I believe, was an AFL player of some...
His name's... here's the thing. There was actually a legal order saying that it wasn't okay to name the person who's... No, I'm saying it's been lifted.
Ah, yes, yep.
So the football player in question, an ex-AFL footballer named Oren Stevenson, so his son, a 22-year-old, that's so intense to me, named Patrick. So Patrick Stevenson. And the legal order was saying they couldn't name him because there were concerns about, obviously... A 22-year-old's never going to recover if this is an accusation which isn't true. But he attended St. Patrick's College and he moved to Ballarat with his family in 2002. I am a relatively recent convert to the AFL, by which I mean, 5-6 years. So I don't know all the players, but Oren Stevenson played back in, 2012, I think. He was age 30 at the time, which is actually quite old for an AFL player, which is alarming to me as a person who just turned 41. So basically, it's been, it's been about 6 weeks since Samantha Murphy went missing. I'm looking at a photo now of Patrick Stevenson. This is a young guy. It's too early to kind of speculate and talk about this, but they think that the murder happened on the day that she went missing. Back in March.
Yeah. One question that I was lying in bed very early this morning because there was an ambulance came to our building to take someone away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the lights and sort of our apartment was illuminated with red flashing lights. And it got me thinking about what we were going to talk about this morning. And a question that popped into my mind was, did the two people involved in this case know each other? You know, what he is clearly an athlete.
Yeah.
And it's a Sunday morning. And, you know, was he out training?
Oh, was he jogging?
Jogging.
Mm.
It will be very interesting. I have a feeling, a terrible feeling, that things are going to come out during the trial that, you know, will be confronting. I'm not prepared to say what I'm thinking specifically at this point in time. It would be very, very uncool. And you and I did, over the last few weeks, touch on a few ideas that apparently were incorrect. And that's why it's this whole speculation thing. Having said that, we are a true crime podcast, and it would be remiss of us not to at least offer our opinions, because that is important as well. But we tread very, very lightly, very carefully in this case, because we're not aware of
all the facts. And this is a real, these are real people. I mean, well, actually, there is also a quote here from the Guardian piece, which I think is interesting. It says, detectives from the missing persons squad arrested Stevenson, who they said was not linked to the Murphy family, at about 6 a.m. on Wednesday. We are alleging a deliberate attack that has caused the death of Samantha, the police commissioner Shane Patton told reporters. Now, this bit I'm interested in as well. On Thursday, Murphy's husband, Michael, spoke of his relief over the development. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Describing the past few weeks as shithouse and told of how the community had rallied around his family. It's like someone let a pressure valve off, he told reporters. That is fascinating. Yep. You talked quite extensively last time we discussed this case about the importance of closure. And whilst, you know, it's not going to fix anything, it does provide, as Michael just said, it does provide a pressure, like a pressure release. That interests me a great deal. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I utterly concur. Now is the time for reflection. Of course, the family, for total closure, we need the body.
Right. And it's worth noting that the suspect has not helped with the body.
It's deja vu, isn't it?
He's not told them where it is, yeah.
What we're talking about happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
Now, do you think it's possible that, God, again with the speculation, but do you think it's possible that he is waiting to use that information as some sort of leverage?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think he knows? If he did it in a panic or whatever and doesn't remember, say that though, surely.
We could go down the rabbit hole again and talk about all sorts of things about, look, it's too murky at this stage. I'd prefer to just, you know, leave it, because we're doing this BTK thing as well, and it's so terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't want there to be any crossover in terms of, boy, oh boy, that just the BTK thing is so twisted.
Yeah.
It's and dense. So terrible.
The timelines are so dense there, it's really hard to keep track of.
Yeah, and I don't want to sort of let that... what type of a person he... Well, he's still alive. I don't want it to sort of seep into this story. There's no limitations as to what paths we can go down, and I don't think that's, you know, not good.
Hey, a little bit of homework for you listeners as well, before I forget, Dad.
Yep.
Dad and I are watching The Octopus Murders on Netflix. It's a four-part miniseries. We're going to be talking about it, even just in passing, over the coming weeks on Loose Ends, probably. We'll have a quick check-in about it. So... if you haven't seen it already, do give it a look. It's from the Duplass brothers. They produced it. They did Wild Country, I believe, which is about a cult. that set up a headquarters in there. Anyway, they do really interesting stuff. If nothing else, watch it because the production values are stunning. It's very well made. And it's very different to the usual kind of stuff we talk about.
Oh, Mum and I watched it. We have watched it, so yeah. we can talk about it.
That's all the time we have for this week's episode of Loose Ends. Make sure you have a good weekend. God, that sounded like an order. You know what? Maybe it is. Have a good weekend. We hope you do. And we will see you early next week for part two of our look at the BTK killer. Have a good one, folks, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.